the next Chodesh.
Freshwood is that rotten slow?
Carrying on the Chofetz Chaim, a daily companion. We were in the middle of a story from the Chofetz Chaim, explaining how many averus occur when somebody speaks in shul. Somebody starts a conversation just before Kriya Satura, and it carries on into Kriya Satura, and the Chilul Hashem. Then he tallies up all the averus. First of all, they're spoken and listened to Lashon Hara, which almost always includes many prohibitions. They're violated. Umikdoshi tiro'u, velosachalu shem kodshi. They've disregarded the posuk in Yeshaya, ve'ozvei Hashem yichlu, those who forsake Hashem will perish. They've engaged in dvorim betelim and chilul Hashem. So oi. Lemadaba v'lishmoa, says the Chofetz Chaim, to the speaker and the listener, when this occurs. He quotes the Vilna Gaon, who states that it is impossible to understand the heavenly punishment which such conversation can bring upon the participants. Then he adds another thought regarding those who speak Lashon Hara or speak during Kriyas HaTorah, and that after Kriyas HaTorah you have Kaddish, and it is highly unlikely they'll stop the conversation when it comes to Kaddish, and that is an incalculable loss. Chazal have taught us the awesome power of answering Omein Yehesh Mei Rabo. By answering with proper concentration and intent, one can cause severe heavenly decrees to be broken. Several times each day, when Kaddish is recited, Hashem gives us the priceless opportunity to earn tremendous merit with just a few seconds of effort. And he said, if somebody offered you a check for $1 million and the only requirement was you just have to pick it up and put it in your pocket, he said the schar for answering Omein Yehesh Mei Rabo is much more than that. And the talkers and storytellers are oblivious to how they essentially are losing out on so much schar. Now the Chofetz Chaim turns to another mitzvah saseh. He adds another dimension to the Yisr, focusing on additional averus which can be transgressed when Lashon Hara is spoken about certain types of people. For example, if someone were to speak Lashon Hara about an elderly person, he would be violating the mitzvah of Mipnei Sevor Tokum Vodar Topanei Zokain, which teaches us to treat our elders with respect and honor. Certainly, says the Chofetz Chaim, Lashon Hara this demonstrates a lack of respect. If the subject of Lashon Hara is a Torah scholar, one violates the mitzvah to honor a Talmud Chochem. This would be also going against Vodarot Pnei Zokain, and may in certain circumstances, or he doesn't explain how, so the person could be guilty of kafira. If the victim of Lashon Hara is a Kohen, then the mitzvahs are so vikidashto, which teaches us to treat Kohanim with added respect, has also been transgressed. We know often people act towards those outside their family circle with much more respect, which they show towards the members of their own family. Many Torah sources stress that the true barometer of a person's behavior is not how he treats people when the world is watching, but how he treats his family in the privacy of his own home. Unfortunately, in some homes, ridicule plays a big part in family interaction. Sometimes, chas v'shalom, a parent is the victim of these unkind remarks, especially when the children are married and the parents are not present to hear their comments. Carry on tomorrow, Emir Tashem.
Perfect. Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Wednesday, 5th of Adar Rishon, 14th of February, Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld, Shlita, Pidyon, Shavuot. This week's Torah is sponsored by family wife, Ruskal, in honor of their granddaughters, Chassan and Eretz Yisrael. Eat Rotson, Shimna, Bias, Nemon, Yisrael, Hashem, Yisilom. Discuss. השבועים והחיולים במלחמו שיחזרו לבותיהם לשלום במהירו.
Amen. Okay, Shalom Rabbi Isaac. I hope I'm not late. There's a sort of unspoken rule, you can't be late and start the day away. So I hope I didn't break that unspoken rule. So let's discuss today, B'siyata D'shmaya, the sadly relevant topic of Pidyon Shavuim and the halachas of rescue operations. Are these things allowed? Are they not allowed? Of course, we're not here to paskin, we're just here to open our eyes to the sugya a little bit. To see the sugya b'siyata d'shmai. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra and Bava Chesma Beis, it dashens out a posuk that, and it says the pidyon shavuim mitzvah rabbi. Pidyon shavuim is an unbelievable mitzvah. It's a mitzvah rabbi. Not so many mitzvahs as the Gemara actually go out its way to say the lashon of mitzvah rabba. And the Gemara brings a posuk, and it goes through. And the Gemara says how no matter what situation a person's in, the worst situation to be in is a shevi, says the Gemara, because a shevi, kulu isnube, all the tzoros, all the possible tragedies that can happen to a person, can happen to a shevi. Therefore, it's a mitzvah rabba because the person's in a matzav where the worst possible things could happen to him. Therefore, pidyon shavuim is a mitzvah rabbi. Therefore, and the Shulchan Aruch brings in Reishon Gimel and Yeridah, that really if a person is malim einov, if a person says, you know what, I'm not going to be oisek in this mitzvah, so the Shulchan Aruch paskens that he's oyder srum deraisas of leisamad adam re'echa, v'hafter re'echa kamoicha, v'chei achicha imach, these are not things to be taken lightly. So really, everyone should be doing whatever they can to be poyted the shvuyim. However, this is not so simple. There is a Mishnah in Gittin, on Daf Mem Hayam Adalef, and the Mishnah says, Meferish, Ein poidim es ashruyim yoyse akadei demehem. One is not allowed to redeem a hostage for more than their value, says the Mishnah, mipnei tikkun ha'olam, because this will be good for the world. If we do not redeem the hostages for more than their price, it will be good for the world. The Gemara will explain how this is good. Continues the Mishnah, the ein mavrichen es ashruyim, and one is not allowed to perform a rescue operation, mipnei tikkun ha'olam, for the embezzlement of the world. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, mipnei takanas ha'shvuyim, because it will be better for the other remaining captives. These are two halachas in the Mishnah. One is not allowed to redeem hostages more than their value, and number two, one is not allowed to perform a rescue operation. Ask the Gemara, what's the reason? What is tikkun ha'olam? Why is it going to be better for the world if we don't redeem the hostages more than their value? Or how does this make any sense? The Gemara has two opinions. Two options in the Gemara. The first opinion the Gemara brings is Mishum Tucha de Tzibura. This will be a financial burden on this community and all communities, and Klal Yisrael will eventually run out of money. Because if, we'll call them terrorists, if the terrorists, the captives know that no matter who they take, the Yidden are willing to give up any sort of money to redeem any hostage, so what will happen is eventually the community will have no money, no funds, and Klal Yisrael will run out of funds. They'll just go around to all the communities and they'll take people, and slowly but surely Klal Yisrael will run out of funds and will be a burden on the community. That's the first opinion in the Gemara, Mipnei Ducha de Tzibura. Says the Gemara another opinion. Alternatively, it's not because of Ducha de Tzibura, this is very interesting. Says the Gemara, what will happen if we redeem the captives for more than their value? So the kidnappers will just go and kidnap more people. They'll say, listen, we know the Jewish people. They'll pay anything. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to go. We're going to catch some more people. So it comes out that redeeming this hostage, really you're performing a disservice to future hostages. Those are the two options of the Gemara. Ducha de Tzibura, a burden on the community. Alternatively, they might come to capture more people. Says the Gemara, what will be a nafkimina between these two answers? What difference does it make what the answer is? What's the nafkimina? Says the Gemara story. There was a person called Levi Bar Darga, and he apparently was a wealthy man, and his daughter was kidnapped. And the Gemara says he redeemed his daughter for 13,000 golden coins. Now, that's a lot of money. That is way more than her value. 13,000 golden coins. So the Gemara says that we see from here that the reason must be because of Ducha de Tzibura. Why? Because if the father is willing to give as much money as he can, so that's not a burden on the community. So Levi Bar Darga said, I'm a wealthy man. I'll pay for it myself. It's not a burden on the community because I'm not expecting the community to come along and start laying out. But if the reason is because that the kidnappers might kidnap more people, even a wealthy man is not allowed to redeem his own family and relatives because they'll end up kidnapping more people. But if the reason is because it's a burden on the community, so a wealthy man can, says the Gemara Tashema, I'll prove to you from Levi Bar Dauga what's the reason. The reason must be because of Duchat the Tzibura. Ama Abaye, says Abaye, not necessarily. Mani Eimalon de Barotzim Chachamim Avad. Dumash Le Barotzim Chachamim Avad. How do you know that Levi Bar Dauga paskined according to the will of the Chachamim? Maybe he did his own thing. How do you know he asked Das Torah before he did his thing? Maybe he just redeemed his daughter. The Gemara ends. Two dots. We don't have an answer to this question. We don't know what the reason is. Is it because of Duchat HaTzibura? Or is it because they might come to kidnap more people? What be a nafgimina? If a person has a wealthy relative, ad kan divrei ha-Gemara. Then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, we're not going to talk about this today, one cannot perform a rescue operation. It's machloikis, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. According to Tanakama, the Tanakanas HaShavuyim, if one performs a rescue operation, then we have to be worried that if these terrorists capture people again, they will incarcerate them in strong chains, says Rashi, to ensure they never break free again. Because the kidnappers will be fuming knowing that the rescue operation was successful. And then when they kidnap people again in the future, they will ensure, says Rashi, to incarcerate them in strong chains to ensure they can never leave again. That's a pilul Tanakama. Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, meplei takana sashavuyim. It's not a takana for the future people that the kidnappers may kidnap, but rather the takana is before the other remaining kidnapped people. But says Rashi, that the kidnappers might get angry and they might let out their anger and end up torturing the other fellow captives. What be enough, Gemina? So the Gemara says, well, if there's only one captive. So according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's going to be mutter. Because what's the reason why it's osa? Because then the kidnappers might let out their anger on the other remaining kidnapped people. But if there's only one kidnapped person, there are no other people. But according to Tanakama, that will still be osa. Why will it still be osa according to Tanakama? Because we need to be worried that the future people that they may kidnap, they'll ensure to incarcerate them in strong metal chains so that they can't leave. This is a stam Mishnah. And normally we pask in like a stam Mishnah. Fine. But Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Ksubos on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says the following. But Adkan, these things are osa. Rescue operations are osa. And redeeming captured more than their money is also osa. There is a second part to this, which we'll see if we've got time to address it today. But that is redeeming people for people. Can you redeem a Jew for terrorists? That's a separate question. Right now we're dealing with money. Fine. Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Ksubos. And the Gemara in Ksubos on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and the Beis Amud Aleph brings down Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama, regarding a person whose wife is kidnapped. And the kidnappers, are asking for way more than her value. They're asking for 10 times her value, the Gemara says. So according to Tanakama, you redeem her for 10 times more than her value. Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ein poidim es ashvuyin, yoyse mechadei demehem. No, you do not redeem your wife for a penny more than her value. Says the Tanakama, you do. You can go even up to 10 times her value, says the Tanakama. Fine. Comes Tosfos. And Tosfos says the following. This Gemara will answer up our Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin had a question. What is the reason why you can't redeem people more than their value? Is it because of Duchat HaTzibura, it will be a financial burden on the community? Or alternatively, it's because they might come to capture more people. What is the Tanakama holding Subas? A person is allowed to redeem his wife for much more than her value. Says Tosfos, I can prove from here, you know what the reason is. The reason is because of Duchat HaTzibura. We see that's the reason. If the reason was because the terrorists might come to kidnap more people, well, a husband is not allowed to redeem his wife more than her amount. But if the reason is because there's going to be a financial burden on the community, so, well, it's not a financial burden on the community, it's just a husband, it's one guy. So says Tosfos, let's prove from this Gemara in Ksubos an answer to our question, that the reason why you can't redeem someone for more than their value is because of Duchat HaTzibura. But a husband, where there is no problem with Duchat HaTzibura, so he is allowed to, according to the Tanakama. Says Tosfos, you can't use Ksubos as a proof. Because we have a rule, Ishtoi Kegufoi, that a person's wife is like themselves. Says Tosfos, a person who's kidnapped, Le'aleinu, not on Klal Yisrael. are they allowed to redeem themselves for more than their value? The kidnapped person himself. The kidnappers say to him, listen, we want you to pay an exorbitant amount. Is he allowed to? Says Tosfos, of course. Takanas Achamim was not on the person kidnapped. It was either on the community or it was on Klal Yisrael. Of course, he can pay as much as he wants to free himself. Says Tosfos, Ishtei Kegufei, your wife is like you. Therefore, the Tanakhama in Ksubas holds, of course you can redeem your wife for as much as you want, because your wife is you. And you can, of course, pay, quotes a pasuk in Iyov, a person will give anything for their own life. Says Tosfos, you can't be right from the Gemara in Ksubas. Fine. So it comes out right now, we have an unanswered question. What is the reason why you can't redeem some more than their value? Either because of Duchat Tzibura, or because that they might come to kidnap more people. We haven't got an answer to the question. Comes the Ran, his parish on the Rif in Gittin, and says the following. Yeah, we can answer up the Gemara in Gittin's question. And we can use the Gemara in Ksubas. Says the Ran something fascinating. We have a machlekes, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you're not allowed to even redeem your wife more than her value. Says the Ran, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Even though he's a yochid, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. How does the Ran know this? He says that's how the Rif paskins, and that's how the Rambam paskins. They paskin Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. A person cannot even redeem his wife more than their value. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, obviously, what is the reason why you're not able to redeem a person's wife more than their value? Must be what's the reason. Because the terrorists might come to kidnap more people. It's not because of Duchat Tzibura. It's not because it will be a financial burden on the community. Because the community aren't the ones paying. It's the husband. The Gemara service is talking about a husband and a wife. It's not talking about a community. But according to Bishamna Gamliel, you're not allowed to redeem your wife for a penny more than her value. Why? Must be the reason is because if you do, the kidnappers will end up kidnapping more people. Says the Ran, you can prove from the Gemara in Ksubas, from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the reason is because they might come to capture more people. Which will mean, lahalocha lemaisa, if a kidnapped person has a wealthy relative or wealthy friend or any individual who is willing to pay a high ransom, according to the psak of the Ran and the Rif and the Rambam, who paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that will shed light on the Gemara in Gittin. And you can prove from here the reason is because the kidnappers will end up kidnapping more people, therefore a wealthy individual will not be allowed to redeem them for any more. That's how the Ran learns between the Rif and the Rambam. Says the Ran, I don't agree with what I just said. He was quoting a Yesh Oimrim. Says the Ran, I'll tell you how I understand the sugya. Of course, according to the Gemara in Gittin, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara in Gittin that we're using Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Ksubas to prove from, of course, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that you can't redeem a wife for a penny more than her value. But that doesn't mean the reason is because the kidnappers might end up kidnapping more people. Says the Ran, I'll prove it to you. Maybe the reason is because of Duchat Tzibura. Maybe the reason why a husband can't redeem his wife for more than her value is because it will be a financial burden on the community. We're not going to the community. We're going to the husband. Says the Ran, Kol shekein de'ika lemechash leduchka de'bal. What a chiddush. The Ran is machadish a concept called duchka de'bal. He brings it out from the Gemara. The Ran says, if we're worried about a burden on the community, we have to be worried about burdening the husbands. Why? Because the kidnappers will just go end up kidnapping married women. It's a simple mafia business. You kidnap someone, you make money. So either be a burden on the community, or the kidnappers will say, last month we kidnapped this woman and her husband paid anything. Great, we'll go and kidnap married women. So the Ran is mighty from this Gemara, a chiddush, called Duchka Dabal. Now, the Rambam and the Rif will probably say to the Ran, you just made that up. It doesn't say anywhere in Chazal, Duchka Dabal. The Ran will argue. And the Ran will say it's a poshut svar from the Gemara. If you're able to say Duchka Tzibura, kosh again, you can say Duchka Dabal. So it comes out then, according to the Ran, you cannot use the Gemara in Ksubas to answer up the Gemara in Gittin. Apparently, the Rif and the Rambam do. And by the way, the Rambam in Hilchas Matana Saniyim, in Perik Ches, in Halacha Yud Aleph, Yud Beis in the Gimel, goes to these halachas. And the Rambam paskins that you are not allowed to redeem a captive more than his value. And the reason is because they will end up kidnapping more people. Whether or not the Rambam got it from the Gemara in Ksuvos is a shaila. The Ram holds he did. The Magid Mishnah has a whole shaila where the Rambam got this from. But the Rambam paskins la halacha lemaisa. One is not allowed to deem them more than their amount because they will end up kidnapping more people. As I paskin the Rambam. But just to finish off the Ram says you cannot use that Gemara in Ksuvos to answer the question. And the Ram ends off by saying we don't have an answer to our question in Gittin. Therefore, what do? Sheva al tasa. Don't do anything. Therefore, we'll come out l'halacha according to the Ram, that if the kidnapped person does have a wealthy relative, or any individual who is willing to pay the high ransom, it will not be allowed. Based on the klal, a sheva al tasa. According to the Rambam, it's not asa because of sheva al tasa, it's asa alt takonas chachomim. Chachomim poshut forbade such a thing. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeredei and Siman Reish and Gimel. Paskins like the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch says that one is not allowed to redeem a person for more than their value. Ad kam div Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Gemara in Gittin with the Gemara in Ksuvos. However, things get super duper fascinating with the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there brings down a story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya has the following story. He was in a krach in Rome. And it was during Churban Bayis Sheni. And he heard that there was a young boy who was taken into prison. And it says he was beautiful and a nice person. Gemara talks about his greatness. And he walked past the prison where this boy was taken kidnapped. It's a Gemara in Gittin. And he quoted a Pasuk. And the Pasuk talks about how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch would allow captives to be taken captives. And he stopped the Pasuk halfway through. And the kid in prison continued the Pasuk. So there are two things we see here. Number one, the kid was clearly a shtikl talmud chacham. And number two, the kid understood the pasuk ends off. That why did these things happen? Because Klal Yisrael do averas. So the kid clearly had a mula b'tachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking it. If this happened to him, it must have been because averas are going on in Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was so impressed by this kid, he said the following, Ha'avoida. It's always the lashon, I make a promise. Shloi azaz mikan, I will not leave from here. Ad sheftanu b'chol mamon shaboylam. I will not leave from here until I redeem him with all the money in the world. V'kach hava, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya Atana, who lived in the times of Churban Bayis Sheni. He redeemed this kid, and Gemara doesn't say how much it was, but the Gemara said he didn't leave until he gave all the money to free this kid. And the Gemara says, You're not meant to, that's Tosfos Kasha. We're going to get there in about 45 seconds. So the Rishonim Moyedik, the Tosfos says that, and the Rabban says that. Moyedik. The Olam HaMachaven to all the Rishonim. Unbelievable. I wasn't when I prepared this. Okay, anyway. So comes along, the end of the Gemara in Gittin, and the Gemara in Gittin says that Hitaka was a Bacha Chorev. He was a sharp young Bacha. Who was it? It was a Bishmol ben Elisha. Wow. Now, not the Kohen Gadol. It must have been a grandson because the Beis HaMidrash was being destroyed at the time and he was earlier. But he was a grandson, Mistama, an enikel of the famous Rabbi Shmuel Elisha, who was a Kohen Gadol. Al Kaponim, this young kid became a Gadol Batoira. Frek Toisvas. But you're not allowed to. Ein Poidim Esashfuyim Yoisa Mechdei Demeyem. Toisvas asks this in Gittin on Daf Nun Ches and also Toisvas asks it in the Sugyin on Daf Mem Hei. So we have a stira. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai said, I'm not leaving. I'm going to redeem this kid for any money in the world. And he did it. He actually did it. Paskening from a story is paskening stronger from what someone said. He actually did it. So Frek Tosfos, how can this be? So Tosfos has a few answers. And each answer will give us an exception to our rule. Tosfos says one answer is, when there's ikka chashash sakonas nefashos shani. If there is a chance the person might die, then it's different. Yeah, meaning if there is a chance that this person who is imprisoned or kidnapped could get killed, then we don't have these rules. Which comes out an unreal chiddush. That according to this answer of Tosfos, the whole sugi in Gittin is only in a scenario where the kidnappers aren't going to kill the guy. But if there is a chance the kidnappers might kill the guy, the whole sugya doesn't apply. And you can redeem the guy. Because, l'sam l'adam riecha, what is more chashav than a Jewish life? According to the answer of Tosfos, it comes out an unbelievable chiddush. The whole Gemara in Gittin is only in a situation where they weren't going to kill him. Now, open brackets. I think that we live in a world where if someone kidnaps a Jew, there is such a sinner, such a hatred, and there is there's a hanoah in killing the Jew. In the times of the Gemara, it appeared that that wasn't the case. It appeared in the times of the Gemara, kidnapping was really a mafia business situation. They weren't interested in killing necessarily the Jew. They wanted money. So that Gemara in Gittin that tells you you can't redeem them more than their value is talking about people that wanted money, and it's a little bit mistaber. We live in a world where, you know, someone kidnaps a Jew, you want to kill him. But back in the days of the Gemara, I don't think that was the case. It was mafia. It was a business. What was one way of making money? You could either have a job in the field or you could kidnap people. It was a job. It was a business. It was a mafia. They weren't interested in killing people. They wanted money, close brackets. That's one answer of Tosfos. Another answer of Tosfos is Churban Habayis Shani. Rabbi Shlomo Hananiah lived during Churban Habayis. And over there it's different. Why is it different during Churban Habayis? Because anyway, they're kidnapping people. So it's not like if you don't pay the money he's asking for, they won't kidnap more people. They are on a spree. It's Churban Bayis Sheni. It's a holocaust. Yidden are dying and being killed and massacred everywhere you go. So the ruling of the Mishnah, that if you come along and you want to redeem them more than their ransom, they'll end up kidnapping more people, does not apply. Because we're living in a situation where they're killing people all day long. So that doesn't apply. So we've got two reasons right now to be makel. Number one, Churban Bayis Sheni. Number two, there's chashash. But Tosfos brings another answer, which is unbelievable, which Rabbi Meir was saying, unbelievable. Says Tosfos, Shani, this guy, Shaya Muflug Bechochma. Wow. Wow. He was a big Talmud Chochem. Comes the Ramban in Gittin, in his Chidushim on Gittin, in the fourth parak over there, on that Mishnah. The Ramban asks this Kasha, all the Rishonim, you can't not ask this Kasha. The Ramban quotes Tosfos. And the Rabban says that Tosfos holds, if there's a chance the person could die, it's different. We don't have these rules. Says the Rabban, what are you talking about? Anyone who's kidnapped could die. The Gemara Bava Basra says, Shevi Kulahu Isnuve. How can Tosfos say that in Gittin, Rabbi Shua ben Hanani, it's different because the guy might have died? Says the Ramban, any person who's kidnapped could die in captivity. What, you know what's going on in the kidnapper's mind? You can say for sure they're not going to kill the guy? How do you know? Says the Ramban, you can't come along and start saying the guy was going to die, the guy wasn't going to die. Any kidnapped person could die. Says the Ramban, it's different. Do you know why? Because this person is learning Torah. And this person is the Talmud Chacham. And then the Ramban says something unbelievable. It comes out that even though the guy is the Talmud Chacham, which is an unbelievable thing, but the kidnappers will still end up kidnapping more people. Writes the Ramban something unreal. He says it's true. They may end up kidnapping more people. And it could be more people will die. But people can be replaced. A Talmud Chacham can't be replaced. It's not my words. It's the Ramban says it in Gittin. A Talmud Chacham can't be replaced. What a Talmud Chacham gives to the world is something that I think only 120 a person will really understand. A Talmud Chacham puts peace in the world. A Talmud Chacham is a person who gives peace. The Gemara Megillah says, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Matzalas Nefashos. That what Talmud Torah gives to the world is greater than a person who saves their life. Says the Ramban, Shani Hacha, because he was a massive Talmud Chacham. And by the way, when the Shulchan Aruch brings this down, you're a day in Rishon Beis, Rishon Gimel, when he goes to these halachas, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Shani, if he's a Talmud Chacham, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can't redeem someone more than their value. That's how he paskins. But the Shulchan Aruch brings a few heterim. Number one, if he's a Talmud Chacham. Number two, if he's a Bachel Charif, he's a sharp Bachel who can be a Talmud Chacham. Now this guy in Gittin was a kid. Yeah, he was a kid at the time. The Gemara says he was a young boy. Mistam, he wasn't a Talmud Chacham yet. He was on his way. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Then if the person is on his way to becoming a Talmud Chacham, you can redeem him for all the money in the world. Atkan, Divrei, the Gemara, the Ran, the Gemara Ksubas, the Tosis, the Ramban, and all the people we've learned until now. Comes the Radvaz in Orachayim, in Chelek Aleph, in Simon Mem. And he says the following, that everything we've learned until now is very nice. I mean, he doesn't say that. But everything we've learned until now is Moyudik. Says the Radvaz, Arishan, But we don't see this. We see that Klal Yisrael do redeem captives for more than their value. And he says, praiseworthy are them. V'ashrei chelkom. It's an unbelievable thing. What they do, they do. They redeem their people. And they goyim lechasodim, b'nei goyim lechasodim. And they redeem them for way more than their value. It is a question how to value them, by the way. The Ritva in Gittin says you value them on the slave market. That's normally always how you value people. How much could this person be sold in the slave market? But right through Adaz, we don't see people following this. And I assume when he said people, he means also Gedolim who are involved in such things. They do it. They redeem people for more than their value. So friend of Adaz, what's going on with it? This happens. And his Loshen is, it's Meisen that happened the whole time. So you see that you know, people being kidnapped, sadly, are not new shilas. In fact, in my humble opinion, sadly, the questions that Klal Yisrael are dealing with right now, since Simchas Torah, in my humble opinion, there's not one new question. Every question that's been addressed has been addressed for thousands of years, sadly. Comes along the Radvaz, and he says a few heterim. He says, number one, how do you know how to value the guy? Maybe you value him according to the following. How much would the goyim ransom off their fellow goy from? Now, if you can find goyim who have been ransomed for a high amount, says the Radvaz, well, our Jewish life is not less than him. So according to this first heter of the Radvaz, if there are goyim, he doesn't say how many, if it's one or a bunch, but if you could find a bunch of goyim who are ransomed for an extremely high amount, says the Radvaz, well, how do you know you evaluate them on each individual person on the slave market? Maybe how much do you evaluate them by how much other goyim are going for in the kidnapped market? So if there are a bunch of goyim in the kidnapped market who go for a high amount, well, a Jewish life is worth no less than them. Now, why is this answer Radvaz Geschmack? Because the Mishnah, the whole klal of the Mishnah is, not that you can't redeem captive people, chas v'shalom, you can't redeem them more than their amount. Said the Radvaz, well, what is their amount? And he's medayik it. The Mishnah doesn't say, ein poidim asasruim yoysim mekadei shavyav, moidikadiyuk. The Mishnah doesn't say, that you can't redeem them for more than their value, elim mekadei demehem, like the money, the monies, what monies? Said the Radvaz, well, maybe there are goyim out there that are redeemed for a higher price, and our Jewish life is certainly no less than that, so if they're goyim that went for millions, we can also do that. According to this heter of the Radvaz, the sugi doesn't start, because how do you evaluate the value of a Jew? Well, it's basically endless, because there could be goyim somewhere that are redeemed for a high amount. Says the Radvaz, and he continues, maybe one of the captives is a Talmud Chacham, and then he says the following, maybe one of them is prepared to be a Talmud Chacham. Unbelievable. Maybe there's one person here who's willing to accept upon himself, I'm going to learn Torah, Basmada Atzuma, and I'm not going to stop. And I, whatever it takes, I'm going to become the Mashkichim say in Yeshiva. How does a person become a Talmud Chacham? If a person's determined, he'll do it. And nothing in the world will stop a person who is determined to become a Talmud Chacham. Says the Radvaz, if there's one person who is willing to accept upon himself to be a Talmud Chacham, one of them, you can redeem everyone. And the Radvaz ends off and says, there's one kasha, and we've got to be beside with this, sadly. But the Radvaz ends off with a kasha. We've got all these amazing heterim. Yeah, maybe he's a Talmud Chacham, he will be a Talmud Chacham, there's a goy somewhere, there's a shas hashmat. Frick the Radvaz. But the Tana of the Mishnah in Gittin, when he said, you can't redeem someone more than their value, knew all these things. He knew all these things. He knew that maybe it's a shas hashmad, maybe they might kill them, maybe all these things. The Tana of the Mishnah knew all these things. Yet the Tana still said, ein poidim es hashvuyim yoysem michdei demayen. Says the Radvaz, maybe not. Maybe the Tana of the Mishnah was not talking about a situation where it was life-threatening, where it was shas hashmad, where he's the kavod Talmud Chacham. He was talking about a normal case where these rules don't apply. Ends off the Radvaz. V'ahanach lehem liYisrael. Leave Klal Yisrael alone. Shehem goyim lechasodim, b'nei goyim lechasodim. The Einik Lach of Avraham Avinu. That it says, Amlinim Misafu, Amalekei Avram. Who are the people that volunteer, that do kindness? It's B'nai Avram. So ends the Radvaz and he says, you can do it. However, Maram the Machabin Shulchan Aruch does not allow this. There's more to talk on the topic, but Be'ez Hashem, these halachas should never be relevant to Klal Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem.
Go ahead.
Okay.
never said to you before.
Ah, no.
Amazing.